Investigations are underway at Beverly Hills High School following claims of racial intimidation.
I'm going to tell you how scary it was.
This is what Bella Ivory is talking about. She's a fashion teacher at Beverly Hills High School who says on the day of the election, there was a mob going down the hallway.
It was just a mob of kids, just so many kids outside my door. And then the same students said, they look like KKK.
Looks like we've got our next Nick Sandman, Abe. Nick Sandmans, I'm guessing, because this entire group of children right here are being called KKK members. Whoa, why? Oh my God, racisms.com, Abe. This is Christopher Webb over here. He's one of these race-baiting pieces of shit. Students emboldened by Trump, they're hunting down all of the blixes and the gays and the non-binary, transgender, gender-fluid soy kids for murder aid. They're gonna, Donald Trump is emboldened, right? No, they're just celebrating that Donald Trump won. Yeah. But they're racists! Look at these honky crackers! Look at these honky cracker high school cracker students! They're literally Nazis. What the fuck, well, bro? Settle your tits down. This is Beverly Hills, by the way. Beverly Hills High School, the week of the 2024 election, a mob of kids with a blub-a-blub flag on a pole. With Trump clothing and MAGA hats, storm the hall. They're just walking down the halls, bro. Yeah. Yep. Look at this. Yep. Fucking walking! Everybody knows when you cracker honkies! And this black kid over here. What, Rao? Fucking. Those fucking black cracker honky high school racists are the worst. Fuck, you know. He might be, I don't know. Maybe he's just white with a tan. I have no idea whether those, it's all blurred out. Thank God.
Donald Trump, racist. Only racist white supremacists would be emboldened by Donald Trump, the dude who won the election, who won the Electoral College, who won the popular vote, who won all of the swing states, who made the largest gains in Republican history with black and brown, maybe even gay people. The biggest gains the Republican Party has seen in my lifetime. My life, fuck that. My mom's lifetime. I tell you, my mom. But yeah, no, you're going to double down on the racism thing. Knock yourself out, you dumb fucking idiots, you cock-sucking race baiters. In recent weeks, Blixith students have been targets of the racism, saying they've been called racial slurs and seen racist graffiti scrawled across the walls of the restroom. Yeah, that's done by black kids. Yeah. Yeah. 100%. Right. Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking in 2025 in Beverly Hills, I'm thinking white kids are probably not scrawling racial epithets and backward swastikas in the bathroom. It's going to be a black kid, if I had to take a guess. Because, listen, someone's screaming racism because you're fucking stupid, by the way. It all comes down to, if you're a white kid and you scroll a swastikas or an N-bomb in the bathroom, you're going to go to prison. Now, if you're a black kid and you do the same thing, nothing's going to happen to you. You'll probably end up working for the Democrats. You might end up working for Los Angeles County offices over here. You're going to be fine. You're going to be promoted. Nothing will happen to you. Yeah. Yeah, so that just that alone, odds are telling me that it's not some white racist Donald Blum. By the way, that you got cameras all over the place. You got cameras all over the place, right? You don't know who's scrawling the N-bombs and the swastikas in the bathroom? You don't know who's doing that? No, get the fuck out of here. If it was happening, which I don't think it's happening, if it is happening, I'm thinking that it's a left-wing fucking... It's probably a student from this chick's classroom, so they're all screaming that this is racism. Because this Nazi marching division of gaggle crackers over here took that blunt flag in their hats, and they went to this. They beat down this door. They scream, "We're gonna fucking rape and kill you!" And they kill you, then rape you, you fucking black teacher. No, they just kind of knocked on the door and then left. Like that guy touches it, like, "Hey, what's going on?" Yeah. Oh my god, sis! I was almost
fucking lynched.
No, you weren't. I have a suspicion that this teacher right here has been shitting on Trump for probably 8 years, maybe going on 9 years. Probably spending more time telling the students in this classroom how much Trump sucks than teaching them how to read, write, or solve for X. Whatever she's tasked with doing over here to increase the metrics of the educational standards of the students, she ain't doing that. I got a feeling that this chick over here has been screaming Donald Trump's a racist and only racist crackers would support him. So these kids most likely said, "Hey, you know that fucking cunt teacher who's always complaining about Trump? Let's go tap on her door." I mean, you got the video right here. They're showing you the video. 1, 2, 3, 4. There's four taps. And the other kids, bink, bink. If you could even hear that in a classroom, I'd be surprised these days, right? And now she's screaming, "Oh my god, I was almost murdered. Oh my god, these ra-." And then the other students. My favorite part is where she goes, at the very end, she goes, "Well, I'm not saying this. But other students in the classroom at the time who were deeply traumatized by this event, they said it was just like the KKK. Holy balls. If you are the parent of any of these students over here, and you've got a teacher at this place who is promoting the idea that those kids are KKK members, you should own this school by the end of the week. You should own this school. Yeah. These are high school kids. Right? Where's the security camera footage outside the bathroom where these kids are saying that they keep finding all of these? Every kid has a cell phone, and nobody's got any video of them being called any of these words. Nobody's got any video. There's no security camera footage of the people scrawling the supposed racial epithets on the bathroom walls. So I'm thinking this is highly suspect. What I do know is you screamed that you were almost killed by a group of cracker KKK members. Then you show me the video. They knock on your door very lightly five times. Look at that tap on the door. Look.
Said some tap, of her tap, students.
Tap. Oh, sorry. It's three taps, guys. Sorry. Three taps. Oh my god. Now, what's going on over here is just more stupid race bullshit. Because nobody ever gets punished from the left-hand side for pulling stupid race bullshit. If you're a family member, if you're a parent of any of these kids who just got called a KKK member by a teacher of this school, I'd be talking to a bunch of attorneys. Right? There's a good, easy chance that your kid could be the next Nicholas Sandman. All right, guys, thanks so much for watching the video. Support channel for today on racist teachers calling Trump-supporting children over here KKK members. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.